Well, joining us on the programme today is somebody who I've listened to on national radio and found absolutely fascinating and really funny. His name's Alfie Moore, and his show on Radio 4 was It's a Fair Cop, and he's coming to the Watermark at Ivy Bridge. Alfie, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Tim.
And I should explain for anyone who's not heard what you do that you are a comedian policeman, and I'm not sure there are many of those that do it deliberately.
No, do you know, I'm very fortunate because I don't think there's been one before me. I don't think there's been... there's probably been the odd funny copper. There's not many funny coppers, but yeah. So it's a very niche area, and I'm fortunate in as much as I think that people are interested in policey stuff, aren't they? They want to know the inside track. It's just one of those careers that people find fascinating.
Well, if I can explain for anyone who's not heard, It's a Fair Cop. Basically, you make the audience the policeman, and then you say, so what would you do in this situation? And it's fascinating because we all think we know the law, but of course we don't. And people say you should do this, and you'll go, ah, yeah, but you can't because. And it's just really interesting.
No, the organisations have been very supportive. I didn't know how my organisation would react, how the police would feel, because... We've had a reputation historically for not being very open with the public and keeping things, do you know, in-house. And we've got this reputation for being a bit secretive. So, but I think the way forward is for us to sort of make that connection and actually, hopefully, and the feedback I get is the show makes people realise how difficult these real-time decisions are, because it's common to... criticise the police after the event, isn't it? I mean, you pick up the newspapers and the police have done something bad, and retrospectively, in the cold light of day, some of these decisions look wrong. But if you sort of, as the show does, if you swear, I swear the audience in as cops, which you'll know as you've heard the show, Tim, I swear them in as cops, and they become cops for that 30 minutes. Yeah. You're going to get into the mindset, and I say, right, here's the information, here's your powers, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And people find it very difficult to know what to do. And as you've just said, they say, well, I'd do this. Well, I'd chase them in the police car. Well, what if you chase them and they run somebody over, and the headlines will read that the police have been responsible for somebody? Oh, well, I wouldn't chase them. Well, what happens if you don't chase them and they run somebody over? You know, some of these are impossible things that ordinary cops, really decisions that ordinary cops face every day.
The thing is, Alfie, that... without any humour, I think most people would find that fascinating anyway, but then you're a really funny guy as well. I mean, how did you discover that you had the comedian inside you?
Yeah, again, that another strange story, really. I just drifted to a comedy club. My wife has to take full responsibility for this. She saw a sign in the local area where I live, and she said, oh, there's a comedy club. Shall we go and have a look? I'd never been to one before. Mm-hmm. And this was about 9 years ago. And we walked in, and I absolutely loved it. And I thought... wow, and I'm in my 40s at this point, and I sort of thought, oh, this could be, you know, my next midlife crisis. I'll ever go up being a comedian. And I've got no sort of performance or writing background, but it's just one of those things I tried, and I just took to it straight away.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, there have been a few, but not many, down the years who've taken their working life on stage. One in particular I remember is a chap called Dave Gunton, and he was an air traffic controller, and the same goes, because what you're doing is you're lifting the veil on something that the general public really don't normally get to see. I mean,
that's right, yeah.
So we have a fascination anyway, but as you say, when you became a... So you are still a serving officer, but you're on a break, is that right?
Yeah, technically still a sergeant with the Humberside Police. I'm on a career break from the police, a sabbatical. They'll allow you to sort of walk away, which is a smart move, really, because... it's one of those jobs you sign up to for 30 years, really. Well, 35 now.
Yeah.
And they used to lose a lot of good people. It's not very often you stay in the same job for 35 years. And so people would have whatever. They would have a period in their lives where they wanted a change, or they got some family issues. And the setup was you had to completely leave. And usually it was too difficult to reapply. And so they offered people the opportunities to keep the good staff, really, so people could have a, you know, 6 months off, a year off, and do what they want to do and come back and refreshed, really. So I think it was a good idea to introduce the career break policy.
Yeah, well, it certainly worked for you, that's for sure. And so the show is called The Naked Stun.
It is.
Does it follow the same sort of lines as It's a Fair Cop?
I don't swear the audience in, but it is based on a true story, as the Fair Cop shows are. It's a true story about my time in Scunthorpe tracking down a serial flasher.
Right.
And this goes on for many months, the story. And I do like the factual stuff. I do like the true stories. And it's one of those subjects, really, that people... It's probably one of the most underreported offences, is that a lot of people approach me after the show and say, oh, that's happened to me, I've been in that situation. And I've said, well, did you report it? And not many people do.
It's interesting, isn't it?
And so there's a sort of a serious side to it, really,
yeah.
Highlighting the sort of, it's probably a much more common problem that we tend to talk about.
But... You know, the best messages always come through with a bit of humour laced in, don't they? So I'm sure that people will go away not only having had a good laugh, but also understanding the police a bit more, and also, you know...
Oh, it's a really popular show. I mean, the yeah. story with the show is I took this to the Edinburgh Festival a couple of years ago, and I toured the show, and then I took a different show to the Edinburgh Festival. I've been up to the Edinburgh Festival every year for the last 5 years, and I did a different show in Edinburgh, and... when I got into touch with theatres, people at the theatre had seen the Naked Stunt Show, and a couple of them said, listen, we were in Edinburgh, so the Naked Stunt Show, can you bring that show?
Right.
And I said, oh, well, so I sort of resurrected the show because people really liked it so much that I've done an extra tour 2 years later, really, because it was that popular. So, but this is the last couple of dates, so this is one of the last opportunities ever to see the show, but I've loved doing it.
Good. Well, I mean, can't wait to get you down here in Devon, and if I can just say, the Naked Stunt is on at the Watermark Saturday, the 10th of September. You can also check out alfiemoore.com, the website, and follow Alfie on Twitter, at Alfie Moore. Lovely to talk to you today, and looking forward to a new series of It's a Fair Cop next year as well.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have a cracking night. I'm really looking forward to coming to Devon, and hopefully people come and see the show and support it.
Brilliant. Alfie, great to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Cheers. Bye-bye.